it's here and now. This week, a group of global retailers and labor groups agreed on a $40 million compensation fund for the victims of the Rana Plaza factory collapse in Bangladesh. More than 1,000 people were killed in that collapse in April, and hundreds more were injured. The Bangladeshi government has been providing some financial assistance to the families of the victims, but this new fund is coming in part from the retailers themselves. The BBC's Anbarasan Etirajan was in Bangladesh when the building collapsed. He joins us now from London. Anbarasan, welcome.
Hello there.
Well, tell us about this compensation fund. How is it being put together and where's the money coming from?
At this moment, four global retailers, along with the manufacturers and labor groups, now they've agreed to set up this fund. Still, it is not clear who's going to pay all the money. They are hoping to get more companies, probably the companies which were producing clothes at the time of this factory collapse in Dhaka, to put in more money, and also other retailers were sourcing their clothes from Bangladesh.
Do we know who would get the money, who qualifies for it?
What they are looking at is many of these people who were affected, you know, they were the sole breadwinners for the family. You know, when I was there, I saw many people without limbs, completely paralyzed, and they cannot work anymore. So this fund aims to give compensation to those, the families of those who were killed, like with children, with their wives alone, and husbands have died, you know, to the families they want to help. And they're calculating in a way that, you know, how much they would have earned in the next 20 or 30 years. So each person or the family is likely to get somewhere between $20,000 or $25,000. Again, these are all initial calculation. And this is specifically for those who are affected by this Rana Plaza disaster in April this year.
And I remember speaking with you on the day that that happened. You were standing right in front of it. Has much changed in terms of safety in the factories in Bangladesh since that terrible day?
There has been an awareness on safety, rather, I would say. It is very difficult to see what improvements have taken place because, you know, even the inspection of these factories, there are more than 4,000 factories operating in Bangladesh, and they are sending clothes all over the world, mostly to the European countries and the United States. And now the European Union, some of the companies in Europe, as well as in the US, now they've come out with the safety agreements, one led by the European companies and one led by the North American companies. Both have come out with this safety program so that they can go start working on improving the safety standards. However, in the last few months, there have been, you know, political violence back in Bangladesh. In fact, that is preventing many of these inspectors to go and visit these factories. But the manufacturers, the factory owners are very clear now that, you know, if they're not going to work on safety standards, if they're not going to prevent any more accidents, the international companies, the global retailers, will not hesitate to go to some other country because it is affecting their reputation. But the government has also brought in new measures, and the factory owners, they themselves realize that, you know, this is not good in the long term for this industry. You know, this is a huge thing in back in Bangladesh. You know, yeah. 4 million people working in this industry, $20 billion worth of ready-made clothes. So now they are also trying to put their house in order.
Well, do you think that these companies are being serious about these threats, that they might move elsewhere, or are they bluffing?
When I spoke to some of the factory owners, their initial reaction was, how can these companies or global retailers can go to other countries? They have to come to Bangladesh because this is the very competitive market and you can get the best rate here. You know, till recently, the minimum wage for a Bangladeshi worker, a monthly wage, was only around $38 or $40 a month.
Wow.
If you compare this with a Chinese worker, it could be like $250 or even $200 a month. In neighboring India, it is like $70 to $80. So the rate they are getting from Bangladesh, it is so competitive. That is why the factory owners, sometimes I feel they were overconfident the companies may not go anywhere. But if you see some of the examples, for example, Disney, they decided even before this accident that they wanted to source their clothes outside Bangladesh, even though it is not a huge amount, but it sends out a message. For example, companies like Disney is a huge name. And if they're going to go out of Bangladesh, then that sends out a wrong message for other people. Also, a warning to the factory owners that they cannot take these things lightly because In previously, no factory owner was ever, you know, convicted or punished for any of these security safety standard lapses. But now we see people are being accused of, the government is taking action by arresting those people. So there is a, you know, slight improvement. And the factory owners also realize if they want to play, you know, long term in this game, then they have to, you know, improve the safety standards.
Anbarasan, you've been speaking to workers. Do they believe that anything is really going to change?
The reaction from the workers, you know, in a way, it is mixed. On the one hand, they feel that the Rana Plaza disaster brought attention, you know, global attention on this multi-billion-dollar industry back in Bangladesh. You know, in fact, they even negotiated for an improved wage structure. And recently, you know, the wages were improved even up to $68, $70 a month. And they're still demanding more. At least now they're happy that global companies are taking initiatives like these two initiatives by European and North American companies to improve safety standards. On the other hand, they also think the only factor which can really make a difference, they think, is the global retailer, even though the government has enacted various rules and regulations over the years. You know, the manufacturers, they are a very powerful lobby back in Bangladesh. So it is very difficult for the government, you know, to wield the stick. And that's why the workers think, you know, the amount of pressure put in by the global retailers have really helped, you know, to improve their working conditions to some extent. But still, it is a very long way to go.
The BBC's Anbarasan Etirajan on a story that we are all connected to. In fact, I bet, Anbarasan, that there are many people who are looking at their Christmas gifts today and noticing that there's a Made in Bangladesh tag on the back of the shirt.
Yes, indeed. You know, if you go to any of the high streets, for example, here in London, Oxford Street, if you go to any global retailer, you will find Made in Bangladesh cloth. That's why this story touched everyone in the West when this incident happened. For the first time, people realized, oh, now I know where the clothes are coming from,
yeah,
and also what kind of condition these workers have been working. Some even avoided buying clothes from, you know, certain shops, saying that, you know, they have to now put pressure on the garment factories in the developing world. So that's why this story has a global resonance, like school uniforms. If you want a shirt for £1 or $1, you know, you have to go to any developing country, for example, a factory in Bangladesh. That's why people, even the common public, you know, there was so much pressure and the campaign groups put on the global retailers. Now these various initiatives have come up.
Anbarasan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So are you looking any closer at the labels on your clothes? Let us know at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.